This is Robert Monroe with another report from our Explorer files. After reading a number of the comments we received, we became aware that most of you did not truly know the conditions under which these recordings were made. Here is the setting. The Explorer is lying in total darkness in a special isolation booth in our experimental laboratory, usually on a temperature-controlled waterbed. The booth itself is acoustically treated to reduce external sound. Also, it's electrically shielded to filter out most electromagnetic radiation. A portable radio simply won't work in the booth. Temperature and air are controlled both manually and by automatic servo mechanisms. Negative ionization of air is often used. The Explorer has a sensitive microphone close to the mouth. Around the head is a band of electrodes to monitor brainwave patterns. Other electrodes are attached to hands and feet. These measure body voltage and the waveform variation at the microphone level. Additional electrical contacts on various body parts examine heart, lungs, pulse, and other body activities. She is wearing a modified set of headphones to give broad frequency sound in each ear. Thus, she can hear us and we can hear her. I or another monitor is sitting in a control room nearby, and we feed different types of audio hemispheric synchronization signals directly to the subject. After a suitable time and suitable exercises, here's what happens, as ROMC reports.
I heard it. It's like a voice that it's the same type of thing that happened before. It said something like, I didn't repeat it at the time, that we're working in a very delicate wavelength and want me to sort of get completely blanked out in a sense and try to pick up this dictation, get this voice as it dictates, but it's described it as a very delicate wavelength, and that I must try to report as it comes through. And I found myself struggling and resisting, and then pretty soon I heard again saying that I must begin or we're going to lose contact, because the voice, there's some way that as I repeat this, the voice keeps the energy flowing. And this, they're able to send down to continue this contact with this flow. So I'll see if I can get back into this flow and hear what's being said.
Just relax and go with the flow.
So we want you to begin this conversation so that the flow will continue. It is important to get this flow to build up the energy level. The voice has a special energy, and as this energy is projected and utilized, this helps in keeping the flow continual. We want to describe the different processes by which and through which there is communication. The basic form of communication is on a a wave, a length, which is of a very high vibration. On the earth level, the communication that takes place between the minds of those who are in the earth atmosphere are on a wavelength that is different than the communication that takes place from the levels beyond the earth's atmosphere. And there are various means and various levels, and we want to discuss this. In the earth's atmosphere, the thought that comes from the human mind is working on a certain rate of vibration, and as these thoughts produce energy, and as these thoughts come into being, they are immediately dispersed into the atmosphere. The thought waves themselves are of an extremely high frequency, and once if they are released from the source, then it is possible for these thought waves to be sent to they are able to travel to in a limitless way. However, there are limitations to the thought waves, as we will discuss. The thought waves of the human system depend upon the nature and the makeup of the energy within the human system. Basically, the human system is the same. However, the use of the energy, the mental energy, can make the difference. There are many factors that can influence the free flow of energy, the thought energies, we will say, are controlled and are limited by the limitations that the physical system puts up on itself. This we will describe, that within the human system there are five levels of consciousness, shall we say. This is the one way that we can describe it. There is, we shall speak in terms of the mental level, the pure mental state. Now, the pure mental state is that state which is the very basis from which the thought originates. And then there is another level which the mental state has to work through the thought. There is the other level of what is considered the emotional level of the being, and this is the makeup of all the past experiences within the full gamut of experience of the soul. And then there is another level of the physical level of a human system, and the other two levels are the etheric levels of the more etheric system The energies that are related to the energy bases within the physical body. There are five energy bases within the physical body, and the fifth is a very delicate system that is that which controls all the five major portions. The five major portions of the communication system, then, we shall say, the central system is controlled in the mind, and therefore this is why there is such a variance as to how effectively a human is able to communicate and use their system. We shall say that, as you are aware, on the earth level there are top quality, there is which is built of top quality and is in its use most efficient. And then there are those that are built of the inferior quality and therefore are not used, not utilizing its full potential. Therefore, the human system varies because of the use, whereby the use that the vessel is, the means whereby the vessel uses the facilities that it has. Those that are in the highest form of ability to communicate and with the clearest channels are those that are in a balance from the internal levels of the full system where all systems are go. And then there is a possibility of clear communication between the mental states on the earth level. This has a great deal to do with the ways in which the mind has been trained. We shall say that when the mind has limitations put upon it, then there, when the thoughts are put into the mind that there are limitations, then there are limitations. And therefore, this is why it is very important to re-educate the human race to the uses, to the uses of this full potential of the human communication system. When the mind is aware that there is no limits put upon it and can understand the full potential and uses that can be made, then the flow is much more rapid. This is why it is important to re-educate the human race to the understanding that there are absolutely no limitations as to how and where the communications can take place. The human mind is capable of traveling to the furthest depths of all types of universes to tap into every possible type of knowledge that exists, because at the base of each human system is the very principle of the universal knowledge, and each human system is capable of tapping into that source which is its very being. And when this knowledge is revealed and understood, the human soul, the human mind, then is freed to begin to explore the inner and the outer depths of all possible universes. And this is the importance of this work which you are doing, because you are allowing the human mind, the human soul, to flow in its own freedoms and to explore that which it really is. And as a result, there is that discovery that there are no boundaries within the... There are no boundaries. The body is in no way a boundary. It is just an encasement, a storage place for the human system to get regenerated, then to utilize the energy, and then to travel in all directions. However, we stress an important, extremely important factor in this communication process, and that is that all systems must be go. We say that the balance within these five levels in the human system helps to create the better forms of communication. When one level is not flowing correctly, as for the emotional level, this can quickly block the communication process of mind to mind, or mind to matter, or mind to all outer forms of communication. And then, as well, when the physical is not up to par, there is a low ebb of energy, and this is also a blockage of the communication system. And then when the five energy spots, the five energy points, main energy points within the system are, if they are not at a balance, this also can create a blockage in the flow. And when the system is at its balance, there are then different means whereby the communication can take place, because the mind can go into various levels, taking with it different aspects of the human consciousness, as in the travel of the out of body. There are different levels whereby a soul, a mind, a being can travel into other dimensions. And this will depend on the delicate balance, or this will depend on the vibration of that the system is on at the time. And this is why it is important for the knowledge to be released, that each being can tap into this knowledge and into this flow in different forms, and there is not one set pattern whereby a soul will travel. This is why it always is important to clarify that each soul has its vibratory rate, and there are many ways to tap into knowledge, and it should always be cleared that just the thought of a soul traveling out of body is a limiting factor. And you, of course, are aware of this because you work in the way in which your system is set up, and you travel with all five dimensions working for you in different patterns, and others will travel with different dimensions of themselves working at different levels. There are those who are able to travel into the pure mental realm and can travel with no limitations, as well as the traveling with the more intricate aspects of the system. This is important for the human human consciousness to be aware of in the whole communication process. Now, this, as we are speaking in terms of, is the relationship of the on the earth level of the mind traveling into the atmosphere of the consciousness level, where it can tap into matter. This is just the first level. This is where the thought can travel from the mind of one being to instantly into the mind of another, the thought transference. This is energy of a certain rate of vibration. And this also works on any level of the communication in the first dimension of the earth. Now, there are those who are able then to receive information and communication in a different way than others, because of the nature and the way in which the human communication system is set up. This is why we shall step into the second level of communication, and that is where the communication process comes from a dimension beyond the earth level to the earth atmosphere. And this then is on another rate of vibration, and therefore every human system is able to pick up these vibratory rates. However, because of limitations put up on these five various levels within the human system, this can create the blockages in communication. Therefore, again, it much depends on the thought forms of the basic system as to having the channels open to pick up the communications in the atmosphere. It is like having a one-way or a two-way radio, and those delicate systems that are more attuned can become the two-way radios, where they are able to tap into all forms of knowledge and travel into a limitless atmosphere, and then also are able, as they are in balance, to receive the communication flow from all levels from levels beyond the earth atmosphere. And this again is what is happening in your system because you are open and allowing the human system to be open to the two-way contact, which is very important because you are not putting limitations up on the types of communication that can take place. And this is very commendable, and we say you must continue to emphasize the importance that each system is a very delicate communication system, and every human system has very special points and very, very special creative factors, because there is nothing that is more fantastic than the human system. There is nothing that the mind can create that can outdo the human system. No machine that is created has more of the built-in faculties than this amazing system that has all levels of energy and the most etheric points of vibration and light that travels. It is difficult in the use of terms, but we shall say use the term light vibration, because these thought forms that travel out of the human system travel rapidly into all levels. We on this side are able to pick up much more readily all that happens on the earth plane, because the vibrations through which we work are on an extremely high level. We are not limited by the physical matter and by the vibrations of the earth plane. Therefore, this is why we can tap in at any time to all areas in the earth plane and are able also to work in a communication system to help those on the earth plane to be more aware of the potential which they are working with. We are explaining this in very simple terms because it is something that is understood by some, but there are many who do not believe in the potential of the human system. The problem as it stands now on the earth is that many are continuing to try to prove that there is this level of communication where the mind is not limited. But by spending the energies always to prove and not to believe and move from there into the outer limits is a much of a waste of time. And it is fine that there are those who are always working to prove.
Sorry, but we have to interrupt now and turn the cassette over to the other side. You will continue on the other side. Turn the cassette over now.
It is fine that there are those who are always working to prove, to come up with a proof, but this is a very slow process, and this is why to start on the basis that there are no outer limits, that there are no limitations in communication, and to believe and understand the communication process. This is the basis on which the human self must operate, because limitations are put upon the human system in working with the concept of proving every step. There is so much that is not seen, felt, not experienced through the five senses, and therefore the basis is that you must step much beyond and believe and operate beyond the five senses, to operate on the frequencies that go beyond, because thought cannot be seen, but it is definitely known that thought exists, because the energies that thought produce are definitely there. Therefore, to work on the assumption that there are no limits in the human communication system releases a flow of energy, and it is therefore important to stress this in your whole system of training, that those who allow themselves to go into the free flow of their own existence, and to know that there are no boundaries of the human mind and the human soul, or the human self, however you want to put it, those are the ones who are going to have the greater experiences and understanding, and receive the two-way systems of communication and knowledge. These are those are the exploring souls who are always open to the knowledge, and who are open to new experiences, and are not limiting themselves to the old ways of thinking and experiencing and being. And this is the nature of the new man, the man in the new age. It is not an age, it is a state of consciousness. A new state, we shall say, is new old state, that state of consciousness which is within man but is released. It is, as you speak in terms of a new age, it is a released state of consciousness. And those who are going to be on top of it all, and to truly be in touch with all levels of communication, are those who are in the flow of their own existence. And as the souls get into this flow of their own existence, they will get into the flow of all levels of communication. There are millions of levels of communication right within the human, the first dimension of the physical, and the souls that are in the flow of their own being will get into a two-way communication with all levels right within the first dimension. And as there is that opening out, there is a limitless atmosphere and a limitless universe to be explored. And we say that these who live in the new age of consciousness are living in the higher form of vibration, and living in the highest level of their own being. And these souls know that there is no time, that the self is never limited by physical. And these souls, all souls who are in this flow and attunement, know, of course, that there is no such thing as death, that death is merely a word that is created in the physical language to describe something that they do not understand. And therefore, death is a word that merely describes. It is merely a word that is a limitation, a word of limitation put into the human language. But those souls and those beings who get into the higher flow of their own consciousness know that there is never such a thing as what is called, what you term as death. Death is a stoppage. Therefore, the true nature of the word death are those souls who are not in this flow of their own being. These are the beings whose whole systems are at a standstill, and they are not growing, and they are not flowing. And this is what death is where there is a standstill. This is the true explanation, because there is nothing that is ever destroyed. Nothing ever it dies, so to speak. It is only transformed, as you well know, that everything is just transformed in two different rates of vibration. And therefore, the word death is an entity in itself. It is merely a word created by man to describe something which he does not truly understand. But those souls that are truly in the flow and alive know that the word death is merely a thought form. We are speaking to you on matters which you understand, but we clarify these just so that as you continue to work with the thought form of this word, that you do not allow yourself to get bogged down upon concepts, because those beings on the earth level who are even concentrating too much on the concept can limit themselves. It's most important in the earth life to be alive in the flow of your own existence and to experience the highest level of your own nature.
Thank you very much. You were in this. It would be very helpful if you could explain to us this process of transformation that takes place when the physical body is no longer habitable, and where the human transfers, and what happens at that point.
When this process of transformation, this is the best term to speak in terms of transformation, when this process takes place, it is a shifting of the basic energies from the home base is in the physical body. And therefore, when this physical body is to be transformed into other matter of the earth level, then the base of the human self shifts from this into its higher It is always in its highest form within, but it shifts in vibration and then is in the released state of vibration. Now, at this point, there are different matters that will influence the the soul, so to speak, because those souls that are not balanced and are held down by strong emotional vibrations can be held into the earth level and can be attracted to the more dense vibration of the physical, because emotionally they are not releasing state, which is that state whereby the home base was, so to speak. And this is why there are souls through emotional experiences that are not balanced and stay more in the physical realm, even though they are not necessarily, are not always seen with the physical eye, but often their presences are experienced. And this can happen with all levels of a human. It is when a strong emotional state can hold down the physical body. But then there are different levels to which this the more etheric self that has gone from the physical level of vibration and to a higher rate. This is a rate of vibration that the physical self cannot see. Often those in the physical body cannot see and experience this rate unless they are in a higher attunement. And this is why there are many souls in the physical body who, as they get into a higher rate of attunement, can travel into any dimension and visit with loved ones on a different rate of vibration. Therefore, when the body is dropped, then the self, the next level dimension of the self, then is attracted to that dimension where the vibration settles, so to speak. And this depends on the emotional and the thought form. If there are those who have preconceived ideas and thoughts put into the mental and to the mind as to where and what and how they are to be once they drop the physical body, then they will experience that and be that until they are educated and understand that they do not have to stay even in that state. Therefore, we say first that there are those because of because of the emotional body, the emotional body can be held down to the more dense, the physical vibration. And then there are those in the mental body state who can also be held down or can stay around or be attracted as well by the minds of others on the earth plane who concentrate up on them and hold them down. And therefore, there are those who choose to stay around until they are released. The power of the mind is so It is so amazing if the human self could truly understand the great power of the human mind. And therefore, those souls, however, in the next state who are free, more free emotionally and mentally, are then released into a higher rate of vibration where they are not caught into emotional or thought form existences where they have to live through certain experiences. The higher level, the freer soul who is balanced and does not have preconceived ideas as to what and where and how they are to exist, then flow into the higher rate of their own vibration and are able then to live in a more pure light form. And therefore, there are many laws that govern. There are laws in the whole universe that govern, and the like attracts like principle is very important in this whole process, because the thoughts that attract a thought, a being who is caught up in a certain thought, will be attracted to that thought and to those beings who are in that thought. And this is why there are many of the religious groups who are raised in a certain thought form. And when they drop the body, they continue to stay together in that thought form and feel that it's perhaps they are the only souls who are in what you call heaven. It is just that same process on earth where like attracts like, and souls are attracted to each other by their vibration and their nature, until they realize that they are, until they realize that they are imprisoned in their own thought or emotional form. And this is why there are many who are continually working to help release souls from thought, from the physical and mental and emotional thought forms that can confine. There is nothing that confines. The physical body does not confine. The mind does not confine. Nothing confines other than that which the human puts upon themselves. The confinement and the imprisonment is a self-made aspect of man's nature. And there is no one that should ever be blamed for any confinement, because each soul is given its complete freedom to be its highest nature. But there are many loving souls continually working on all levels to help every energy being to be released into its highest self. And this is why from the earth level you have been receiving training of the various dimensions and levels within life after. But each soul, you must be aware that life after is the life that is there now. There is no before or no after. There is really only that experience of the eternal now. That existence which you are at this moment is the true nature of your being in its form. It is not necessarily in its released state, but that potential of the released state is right there. So a life after death is a life that is now, because there is no after. There is no after. If there is no death, so to speak, there is no after. There is merely the existence of the now. And therefore, the souls that get into the flow of their own energies can experience timelessness more continually in the earth plane, as the experience of timelessness is the experience of eternity, because a timelessness is that state where the soul is able to rise into the higher aspects of its own balanced energies. One of the highest laws is the law of cause and effect, and this continues throughout that which is that what becomes the cause of the very being must know that that which they create around themselves will be the effect in which they will continue to live. And therefore, the beings, each soul, must try to be aware that there is no other, that there is no one, there is no one in the universe to be responsible for other than the self. If each soul, if each light being, each soul, each energy being that inhabits a physical body would realize the important universal law of responsibility as well. The responsibility, law of responsibility, is that the main responsibility given to each being is that self. And this is why it is said that when one is able to love the self, then one is able to love all. This is an important universal law, because when the soul takes the complete and absolute responsibility of its own being, it then will affect many other lives. But because there are many souls who are out of balance and try to affect many others without the effect of their own being, without taking responsibility of their own being, there is great imbalance that takes place in the universe. And therefore, there is a great, there is that which is the magnification of the ego, which always says that I am perfect and I must show my brother how to live. But this is a reversal of the law as it is to be used. There is no responsibility to another other than that great responsibility that one must take in getting themselves into the highest form of attunement and balance. And then when the energies are flowing, there is the great love energy. There are the mental and physical and emotional energies that become balanced. There is the attunement, not only to all forms, but the inner attunement within the self that takes place. And therefore, as a result of taking the responsibility on the home base, taking the responsibility of self, then And then the effect begins to take place in the universe where other souls can see themselves because of the reflection of a soul that got into its attunement and took complete responsibility within its own universe, so to speak. The great being who the highest light being who stepped up on the earth, Christ came to show to man that there must be that responsibility of the self taken, the responsibility to go within, to get into the highest attunement from within your own source. And as a result, there then is that many, many are affected. And this is why, as you study the life of this great being, there was no need. There were not the great physical needs as many now receive security and build around themselves many false security of things. When the soul is in its own balance of responsibility for its highest nature and the attunement, then from the very home base of the self that is centered in the heart, then the universal law is that there is attraction and there is much that is affected as a result of a being taking its full responsibility for itself, and therefore many, many souls then can see the light. This is a let your light so shine, and it is that light which shines that is most important, and not the deeds that are done in trying to receive recognition. Because that which is truly done in the right mode is are those souls who seek not to have recognition for what they are. These are the souls who are in highest attunement, the souls who do not need the security of recognition. Therefore, the souls that are truly in balance and working in the right base and in the right areas of responsibility will not need the outer recognition or the outer energies or the outer material in order to give a type of security. There are no securities in the human world, because everything is movement. Anything that a soul tries to hold on to is a false security, and therefore there will be disillusionment, and therefore it's important for souls to put their security strictly within that highest God nature, into that God of the universe that is tapped into through going within the self. Laws are the most important laws, the law of balance, the law of attunement, the law of love.
And there you have it, another Explorer session, and I do hope you enjoyed it. Sometimes these take listening more than once to fully understand it. Anyway, I would appreciate your comments. Thank you.